Memories of Perfect Snow, January 2021. As I sat down to write a seasonal piece for this winter edition of ACCUBE, a five-year-old memory of the most perfect snow day popped into my head. Rather than write about the rather unappealing, cold and drizzly day outside, I cast my mind back to a day in January 2021 when the snow had fallen like a blessing over the coniferous slopes of Macclesfield Forest. The previous year had been tough for everyone with the rise of the COVID epidemic and the painful nature of the lockdown conditions. We had our share of difficulties with an elderly family member in a care home and a child at home isolated from her friends. As with most people, spending time outside provided much needed sanity, and nature for once had been given space to breathe and rewarded us with many moments of sublime beauty. Snow started to fall in soft, fat flakes during Christmas lunch and carried on sporadically into January, putting down layers upon layers of perfect snow. A steep ascent through the woodland paths of Macclesfield Forest has brought us to the top of the tree line. To the north, we look down over densely forested slopes that recede in icy contours towards the distant horizon. The dark greens of coniferous Sitka and Norway spruce, of Scots and Corsican pine, are barely distinguishable under a blanket of snow. Deciduous Japanese larch, oak, sycamore and beech form patches of lighter whites, their skeletal forms startlingly bright in the low winter sun. To the south is a steady ascent over a high moorland plateau to the tabletop silhouette of Shetland Slough, the dense white of the landscape punctuated by the grey lines of dry stone walls and green tufts of tall marsh grasses. We walk through the last copse of trees before reaching moorland. Branches hang low, each carrying an unaccustomed burden of snowflakes. A slushy thump of wet snow lands beside us, dislodged by a missel thrush foraging for berries in the branches above. A few trails of footprints lead the way ahead, but the ground is mostly untouched, the snow brilliant with sparkles, shining like tiny crystals of quartz. The air on the moorland is unusually and utterly still. There is no wind and no sound. It's the dazzling hush that only the muffling quality of snow can produce. A red grouse, just visible on the slopes below us, breaks the silence with its rhythmic chuckling call, a forlorn sound in this vast landscape. The snow of the path is partly compacted, and our footsteps make a tight crunching sound as the new snow meets the compressed layers below. The deep drifts on either side of the path prove irresistible, and soon we are thigh deep in fine powdery snow, each footstep a whoosh through layers of icy fluffiness. The snow tastes fresh and clean, like the sky it has come from. The sky has been a deep blue all day, studded with ivory-coloured altocumulus clouds, but is now changing in anticipation of an early sunset. Apricot pink streaks appear on the horizon, reflected onto the layers of cloud above. This has been the best antidote to lockdown anxiety, and we don't want to leave this snapshot of perfection behind. But walking through snowdrifts has made us very cold, and we can almost smell the flask of hot chocolate that is beckoning us from the car. It's time to go.